Blog Talk Radio.
For it, you're not going to get it because nobody can give you freedom.
Now, the topic of the day is why do we need men and women like Jesus? But before I get into that, I'd like to start off with what I like to start off with every Sunday is love. We have forgotten how to love. I think that's so important. I don't think, well, we haven't forgotten how to love. I think that we were never taught how to love. Love is the act that makes others feel good. So if you're with somebody and you're not committing an act that makes them feel good, you're not acting out of love. Remember when you first get together with a person, you're buying them dinner and you're going out and y'all treating each other so good. Then y'all hook up and then the other shoe drop. Wait a minute, who is this person? The game start playing, you start fighting for dominance over the relationship and all that. Well, you're equal one to another. And when you first get together and how you're treating each other, that's the love. That's what you fall in love with, and that's what you get into, and that's what makes you attach yourself to that particular person. Okay, so I'm just giving you a heads up why relationships aren't lasting. The church, the divorce rate in the church is up. Divorce rate in the mosque is up. The divorce rate of the country is up. Relationships don't last no more than 2 or 3 years. If you're in a long-lasting relationship with a person, for more than 5 or 6 years, consider yourself lucky, you know. Okay, now on to the topic of the day. Oh, also, during the course of the show, if you have a comment or something that you want to say, just press 1 on your dial, and it will let me know that you want to make a comment or you have something to say, okay? Now, the topic is, why do we need men and women like Jesus? Now, think about this for a second. What did Jesus teach? What was he about? Jesus was about love. Jesus was about helping people. Jesus was about doing things for people out of love. If you study the teachings of Jesus, everything that he did was to make the other person feel good, except for the one incident. I think that made him feel good when he ran the money changers out of the church. But all throughout his history, all throughout his career, what he did was made people feel good, you know? Wouldn't it be nice if the whole planet was like that, if everybody you bumped into only did things to make you feel good? I think about the horrors that one tribe has forced themselves on another tribe, you know, the racism, sexism, slavery, economic deprivation, starvation, the horrors that we have been committing on ourselves for the last, I would have to say, at least 15, 20,000 years, you know, fighting with each other, conquest, taking over each other's territory. It's awful. And here you got people that come along like Jesus, people like Muhammad, people like Buddha, people like Hare Krishna, people like Mahatma Gandhi, you know. These people came with a strong message of love. But now what happened to this message of love? They have taken their teachings, all right, and put their evil ways and put these people's names. I mean, I hate to say it, but most of the Christians don't act like the one that they call Jesus. Well, his actual name was Yeshua ben Pandera, okay? Most people don't act like this person. I hate to say it again, but most Muslims don't act like Muhammad. Most Buddhists don't act like Buddha no more. We're not acting like the men who brought the teachings to you in the first place. What has happened to those wonderful teachings that they brought? If those teachings had not existed, would there be more horror? Would there be more atrocities going on in the world than there is now? Somebody has manipulated their way into your life under the disguise of Jesus, under the disguise of Muhammad, the disguise of Buddha, under the disguise of Hare Krishna, Mal Blavatsky. They're manipulating your life under these people's names. So they have you not following the teachings of the people that brought such a wonderful message to you. First of all, as a Christian, they have manipulated the image of the one you call Jesus, whose name is Yahshua ben Padara. I'm going to say it over and over throughout the broadcast, because you can go back and find Yahshua ben Padara, because he actually existed as a Christ. But you can't find this guy that got up on a cross called Jesus Christ, because, like I said on one of my earlier broadcasts, Christ is not a name. Christ is a title. Okay? And this person was literally, his complexion was the color of burnt brass. So he was a black person, this person. I just want to make this known, because we seem to, history has seemed to be disappearing. Some people's history seem to be disappearing from the face of the earth, and black people's history seem to be disappearing. And we need to find out more about our history so we can understand who we are and what's going on, you know? And the reason why I brought this question up, because I thought it was it's a very interesting question. If the teachings of these people have not been brought to our attention, plan to be like now, how horrible would it be? Could it get any worse? Yes, it can. When you think about some of the hate groups that's out there, like the Klan and other groups like that, you know, it could get a lot worse. And like I say, if you have a question, what you have to do is pop one on your dial, and we will be, and you will be able to ask me questions or get on the air, you know. Now, here's my question that I'm throwing out again is, why didn't the people who had this love come claim to be what we're calling them? Okay? Muhammad never called himself a prophet. Jesus never called himself Christ. These are the things I want you to get to understand. The people begin to label them with these names, you know, because they had a hidden agenda, all right? They want to manipulate you and use you as barter so that they can make money off of you. Think about it. Most of these huge groups, they're raking in millions of dollars. They're buying $7 million houses, jets and planes and helicopters, and people are sleeping on the street. Something's wrong with that picture. So we need to flip the script. We need to understand exactly the message that was brought by these individuals so that we can get back on track with ourselves and how to deal and treat each other. Now, I listen to a lot of the groups, a lot of the children that are out here setting up different groups, and well, they're doing a lot of talking, but the one thing that they're missing is that they're not interacting with each other out of love. And until we begin to come together out of love for one another, we're never going to get out of this mess. We're going to be in a subservient position for as long as we're in this country, all right? When a lot of times when we come into a group of black people, this is from black people on black people, a lot of times we come to a group of black people, there's a fear that comes up in our heart because of what has been being taught to us. We don't work together. We don't love each other. Most of us can't stand each other. If you go into any family, there's always one person or another person that don't talk to each other. Now, there's 12 in my crew. My family, I got 12 brothers and sisters all together. And I got some brothers and some sisters that I don't talk to that much. There's not a lot of communication going on, because somewhere down the line, we haven't been taught how to love each other, so we don't know. This is what these teachings are all about. Not only are the teachings all about love, but there's other things that are being taught. Now, the reason why I like the teachings of Yahshua ben Padara, or whom you commonly call Jesus, so much, is because there was a lot of other things added that can help us in this day and time. Remember when, if you study the story, remember when they took Jesus to Pontius Pilate, and Pontius Pilate asked him, where are you from? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. Now, what was that all about? That was about jurisdiction. Based on your jurisdiction, that decides who have control over your life. So since his kingdom was not of this world, The Romans didn't have jurisdiction, so they couldn't try him. The Sanhedrin didn't have jurisdiction, so they couldn't try him. So they sent him back and forth, one to another, trying to figure out what to do with this man because he was not in their jurisdiction. All right? So that brings us into status. What's your status? Where are you domiciled at? Who has jurisdiction over you? Who have the right to try you? Who have the right to dictate things to you? So the ones that set up this government, we're talking about the ones that set up the Continental Congress. This government was fashioned as the Continental Congress. You can do some research on that. And the ones who set up this knew all about what was going on. So that's why they set up the court system the way it's set up. The judge is not your peer, okay? The judge is an executor of your estate. That's the way they got it set up. You have the straw man, that's an estate. The 12 people who are the jurors, they're your peers. They're your equals. And they're gods like you. So they're the only ones that have a right to actually try you. Now, no matter what jurisdiction you're in, a person can try another person. That's something that people don't know and don't get a handle on that much. So, so this is what they did when they wanted to put Jesus on trial. They had to turn him over to the people. Because the Romans didn't have jurisdiction, and they're saying he just didn't have jurisdiction because of where he was domiciled at. His kingdom was not of this world, okay? So there's a lot going on in the teachings that's much more than just the teachings of love, but the teachings of love is the most important thing, and this is my message. I'm not a guru, I'm not a teacher, I'm not any of those things. I'm just a messenger, and my message to you, and every Sunday is going to be one message of love. Now, after next week, we're going to start getting into things that we need a lot more, like politics. We're going to get into health, so I can start talking about how to eat, because the body actually has a lifespan of 998 years. But we can't live that long because we're in a culture where they don't know how to eat. Everything is about the money, you know. If the body reproduces every cell every 7 years, but the problem is the way we're eating, the cells that we're producing are defective. So each 7 years, instead of us producing productive cells, we're producing defective cells. This is why we're getting sick and dying so early, you know, to not live past 150, 200. That's crazy. You know, something's wrong with what's going on. Now, you got to remember, the people that are in charge of your diets, they're starting to come lately. They just got here. They just got here a little while ago. And we're relying on them for nutritional information, which is something that we shouldn't do, you know. You have to do some research, you have to do some studying, and you have to change your thought process if you're going to live long without diseases, okay? There's like four or five vegetables that you can eat that will give you all the nutrition that you need for the whole day, you know? You don't need animal flesh. You don't really need cow's milk and things of that nature. You don't need it, you know? We do it because of the way we've been raised and the way we've been trained. So in the over the next coming weeks, we're going to be talking about things like that. I'm going to get you hip to what diets you can eat and what you can have that will make you live longer and actually reduce the aging process that you're in. Okay. Now this is we get into health. We're going to get into politics. We're going to get into a whole lot of things based on. Everything that we're going to be doing is going to be based on love. It's not going to be based on hate, prejudice. We're not going to prejudge nobody. We're not getting into any of that, you know, because we have to purify our hearts. Now, why is that so important? Why do we get on the radio talking about purifying our heart? If you go back into the Egyptian teachings, back to Ma'at, they talked about the purity of heart, that the heart being light as a feather, and you have any evil in your heart. The heart has neural networks in it that actually communicate with the brain. and the heart gives off a hormone that that you feel, and it makes you feel a certain way. You can be walking through an area, and all of a sudden you're feeling uneasy. These are the hormones that the heart is giving off, and it makes you feel a certain way. So once the heart is purified, you have carbon in the body, 12 molecules or 7 molecule-based carbon. The 12 molecule-based carbon, when the heart is purified, it will reduce that 12 molecule-based carbon to a 7 molecule-based carbon, and that carbon enhances the brain. This is why the Egyptians were able to do so much, because they understood that science. This is science coming from the mystery schools in Egypt, right? They take us back to the Greek in reference to what we knew and what our scholars are. But my point, the point I'm making is that the Greeks, they just come ladies. Well, the European Greeks, because the original Greeks were black. They said, wait a minute, this guy's crazy. No, do some research. Look this stuff up. You can find out. You can find this information because it's out there. The original Greeks was black. In fact, the original Caucasians are actually black. What? No, they can't be. I'm just throwing this out there. You can find this out for yourself. Everywhere that they went, black people were there. We were there. We had cities. In fact, we had cities here in America before the European. We had cities here in America before the European got here. I'm just throwing this out here. You can research it. In fact, a little tidbit here. Chicago was founded by, remember Good Times used to come on TV every week. I don't remember, every day, every week, Good Times used to come on. Well, Malona, her great-great-great-grandfather, actually started Chicago. Something to think about. We don't know this because there's a conspiracy going on to control the population. And that conspiracy requires you not to know that you're equal to everyone on the planet. There's no one on the planet greater than what you see in your mirror. No one. And this is the message that we want to convey. This is why we're on the air. We want you to come into the full knowledge of who you are. You are energy beings, okay? Now, energy beings. Now, if you're energy beings, that means that you're connected to everything in the universe. But this planet does not determine who or what you are. Nor do a place on this planet determine who or what you are, because you're greater than this planet. You're greater than all the stuff that you see out there. Now, I'm going to drop this. Your ancestors actually brought this stuff into existence. They said, wait a minute, something's wrong with this. Nobody's telling us this. Nobody's telling us how powerful we are and how to get and use the power that we have. Well, you're hearing it now. Okay. Now, like I said, my switchboard is working. I'm going to thank everybody for calling in. Those that called in last week, I couldn't see the numbers on the switchboard. I couldn't see that you were calling in, so it was just a lecture. But we can dialogue this week if you want, and we can get into some of the things that might be on your mind. Last week we talked about who is God. I know we have some thoughts on that, because we have so many different types of information coming at us as to who and what God is, and we're losing track of who we are. Okay, you are an extension of the universe. I like to say this every week, because it's going to take a while for this to click on, because we have been programmed so long that we are not equal to, and we're not as great as the Creator. But you don't have a Creator. You're energy beings. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. Just think about that thought for a minute. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. So if energy cannot be created or destroyed, and you are an energy being, how could you have been created? You weren't. You are part of every molecule, every blade of glass, every blade of grass, every animal, every insect, every planet out in the solar system. You are a part of all of that. This is why our ancestors spent so much time mapping and studying the cosmos, because they knew that all of this was theirs. All of this was a part of who they are. But what they forgot to do, and this is how the nations that ruled the world at one time fell, because the love and the lack of love, that's what destroys a nation, the lack of love. The only reason that the United States has been here so long is because of the teachings of people like Jesus. It's been reminding them that we have to love each other more. We have to put more love in our heart. We have to build on the basis of love. That's why this country has survived this long. Other than that, we'd have been wiped this thing out. You don't think that our melanated beings have the power to do that, but we do. We'd have been knocked this thing off and changed it into something else. So now, right now, as black people here in this country, the reason why we're having so much trouble is because we have forgotten how to love each other. We don't treat each other right. We don't act right towards each other. And it's absolutely a necessity that we get involved with each other on the basis of love. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm on the air, to mostly bring you into that concept, into the purification of your heart, so that it can increase your brain power, because there's so much that you're supposed to be doing, you know? as one of the gods of the planet, you can call in and ask me questions about it if you want. If you have comments, if you have a different perspective, that's fine too. My concept of God is energy beings that can manipulate energy for their own purpose. That's God. And this is what we're doing. We're manipulating energy for our own purpose. Now, when you realize that you are that powerful, that you can do that, you don't pray for an airplane. You go out and you build one. You set up factories, and you make the planes that you want. You make what you want. You are a creator. You can create the type of reality that you want to have. Think about it. What type of reality do you really want? And what are you working for on a day-to-day basis? Are you working for that particular reality? Or are you getting caught up in a whole bunch of nonsense that's not going to lead you to the results that you want? Okay? Now, a lot of us get on the outside of the circle, and we go around and around chasing what we want, and we never get it. The object of the whole thing is to sit in the middle of the circle and watch as the people run around. Some people accomplish great things. See how they did it. Study. Analyze what they did, and then reach up and grab what you want. But you can have whatever you want. This is what I'm trying to say. Now, right now, I'd like to just stop for a minute and give a few shout-outs, if you don't mind. On Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, we have what's called the Legacy of a Nation broadcast. That comes on at 6 o'clock, and that's hosted by Brother Matt. Now, if you'd like to call into that on Saturday at 6 o'clock, that number is 347-677-1533. Black Orient show, talk about your black history, politics, and things like that, stuff that we need to know, okay? And we have the Radio Omar show that comes on every morning at 6 o'clock, and it's straight talk. His brother just come in, and he just gets real, just tell you what's going on, no bones about it. Also, it comes on Wednesday at 8:30. That would be the same number, 347-677-1533. Okay, that would be Brother Omar coming on in the morning on Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Then we have the Will I Am show, okay? And then that comes on at 4 o'clock and on this end. I think it's 3 o'clock Central Time and 4 o'clock regular time. So it would be 4 o'clock in our area, you know? And that number is 708-897-3560. Now, you need a PIN number to go with that. That PIN number is 726-47687. That would be the PIN number, and that's the Will I Am show. He talks about law. Now, we all need to know a little bit more about law, and he explains and breaks this law down so we can get out of some of this trouble that we are in reference to the law, okay? Now, we also have the Nikki Love show that comes on She's on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. That time may vary a little bit, but you call around Tuesday 10 o'clock, and normally you can get through. That number is 347-215-8040. She's a spiritual reader. She gives readings over the phone, and you can also call, contact her, and get private readings from her. I believe in the spiritual aspect of ourselves, that we can communicate over great distances without telephone, okay? Now, we also have the Black Cross Nurses. That's Division 178 on 53rd and Girard. And that's run by Basima Muhammad, okay? I didn't write the number down. I'll give you that number. I'll start next week. I'll list that number out, okay? Now, I have my CD that's on the market. It's called 911 Jesus Emergency, because we need the teachings. And we have to have those teachings. I think we have a hand up. Looks like we have a hand up. And I'll get to that. As soon as I run this off, I'll get to you. And to check my CD out, you got CD Baby, CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And that will take you right to the site. You can listen to some of the music and check things out, okay? And my book will be on the market in next week. That's the Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. I haven't released Part 1 yet. And you can also, that will also be on CD Baby. And that's, now those are my shout outs for the day. I think we have a hand up here for 1927. Okay, let's see if we can open the mic. 1927, are you there?
Yes, Brother Elohim, this is Brother Mac.
Our switchboard is working today. About that.
Yes, sir.
So what's going on out there, my brother? You have some notes of wisdom for us? And,
Well, two things. I have a question, but I wanted to bring to your attention that when you gave the number for Brother Will I Am show, I think you need to put the pound in at the end of the number.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. At the end of the PIN number.
Yes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You need to put the pound in at the end of the PIN number. That's a good observation. I'll make sure I write that down. So next week when I announce his show, I'll make sure we have that in there, you know?
Yes, sir.
And, so do you have a comment or a question about what we're talking about today?
Well, yes. I had a question. When you say that we have to learn how to love, and if I understand your interpretation or description of love is acts that make others feel good. When you are. Are you advocating loving someone who you being mistreated and abused by, or are we talking about showing more acts of that make the people who love us in turn feel good? I would like you to just clarify. Are we talking about loving everybody, or are we talking about loving those who deserve love to be returned to them?
Okay, well, that's a good question. Are we looking for retribution when we give this love? And the object of the love is not for the other person's benefit. It's actually for yours. It's to purify your heart. So, regardless of how the person's treating you, your acts should be acts of love, because you're not doing this for monetary benefit. You're doing this for a spiritual benefit. You're doing this to purify your heart, so that you can have a change in the molecular structure of your body so that it can enhance your brain power. That's the purpose of these acts. because there's a reaction for every act that you put out, and the reaction that you're putting out helps you more so than the other person, although it will help the other person because it will help the other person learn how to love. Now, if you're putting out these acts of love and you're not getting a response, if you're in a relationship, then you need to sit down and talk to the person and give them an understanding of what love actually is, you know, so that you both can be on the same page. And after a period of time, if the person don't begin to treat you with love, the hormones that build up in your heart will cause you to have a bad feeling about the person, which will cause you to get out of that relationship. So when a person is, how long a person stays in a relationship has a lot to do with how they're being treated. And most people are being treated badly because the other person don't actually know how to treat them. So by you showing this love and acting this way towards that person, it will give them some type of barometer as to how to treat you, because this is how you want to be treated.
All right. Are you hinting that if we adhere to the golden rule that says do unto others as you would want done unto yourself, that what you're actually doing is drawing love to yourself when you give love, or because you're showing someone else how to love you if they just follow your example?
Yeah. I mean, that's basically how it works. Excuse me. But we have to understand that we have not been taught how to love by this culture. So this culture is not a culture based on love. Once we understand how this culture was actually set up, you know, and civilization is not based on love. It's based on lies, manipulation, and control. We retrogress the term civilization back into our cultures, but we never had civilization. Civilization came with the ones that didn't have a lot of melanin. And when they brought civilization out, they created a culture that was based on lies. If you go into their history, most of the history of the non-melanated energy beings it's all lies. Because all the stuff that they said that they did back in antiquity, they didn't do, they copied it from other people, you know? So we have to begin the process. And this is why we're stagnated. This is why we're not getting along. This is why somebody else is manipulating, controlling most of the planet in a negative manner, because we have not actually been taught how to love. And they make sure that they're not teaching us what love is. Because once we learn what love is and learn how to love each other, then we will be able to come together in unity. They say we need unity. We need to come together and we need to be together. But you can't come together with nobody when you look in that mirror and don't love what you see. So you have to begin to love what you see in the mirror and then begin to treat yourself properly. And then you can treat others properly. And then we can begin to come together in unity. We got all these different groups out here, different black groups out here, and they're not working together. They're kind of like fighting one another and arguing against one another, trying to prove this point, trying to prove that point. But none of them are coming together out of love. I should be able to go into any group as a melanated person, as a melanated energy being, I want to get these terms right, as a melanated energy being, and feel comfortable, feel at home, feel at ease, and feel loved, you know? If you're a member of one group and go into another group, they make you uncomfortable because they're constantly bickering and challenging one another over the information when you can do the research and literally find out this information for yourself about what's going on. So the term, the thing that you said, treat me the way I want you to treat you the way I want you to treat me, or treat me the way I want you to treat you, that's a good statement if everybody loved themselves. But some people hate themselves. I mean, they're doing drugs, they're drinking, they're smoking, they're putting all kinds of crazy food in their body, you know. They don't want to exercise. They hate themselves, you know. And they're not doing anything to prolong their life. Some people try to get out of here as fast as they can, committing suicide because they're so depressed, because they don't like who they are, you know. And and so I don't want that person to treat me the way they treat themselves. So this is why we need people like Jesus, like Muhammad, Buddha, Gandhi, Mahatma Gandhi. You know, we need people like that who brought the message of love and who is teaching people how to treat people. Topic of the day I thought was so important. why do we need men and women like Jesus? Yeah, we need men and women who know how to act out of love so that we can become, so that we can come together in unity. But these people were cowards. I mean, they stood up for what they did unto the point that they were persecuted and tormented because they brought the message of love. The 1% that are running the planet do not want you to love each other. They got you into all kinds of strife and stress over football and baseball and basketball and over one group, over this group, over who's this and who's that. I'm more superior than you are, and you're more superior than I am. I mean, the situation that we're in right now should let you know that nobody's more superior than anybody else, because those that were on the bottom in antiquity are on top right now. The non-melanated beings were on the bottom. Think about it now. These are the Johnny-come-ladies who had nothing. They went into Africa and saw this wealth and the majesty of what was going on with the kingdoms and the buildings and the cities. And they said, oh, my God, I never knew anybody could live like this. And that was a wake-up call for them. They realized that, hey, we are not this animal that they were teaching us. They were teaching us that the world was flat. This world ain't flat. Look at this thing, man. You know. And they began to realize that they were God. And once they realized they were God, they got into a global mindset. That's the biggest step that we have to make. We have to get into this global perspective. And once we get into a global perspective, we'll be able to do more with ourselves. How can I? There's 6 billion people on this planet. How can I feed, clothe, shelter, and provide security for 6 billion people? Now, when you start thinking like that, you will come up with a plan to feed your family, because if you're working on feeding 6 billion, after a while, feeding 20 or 30 people is no problem whatsoever. But if you're fighting trying to feed your little family, and that's the dimension, or that's the extent of where you're going with this, you're going to be struggling after a while, because too many people can come against you and shut down what you're trying to do. So we have to develop the global perspective of, I'm connected to every energy being on this planet. And as God of this world, it's my job to make sure that all 6 billion are taken care of. And you need to begin working along those lines. And trust me, you will have things beyond your wildest imagination. Because, yeah, you need tanks. Now you need jets. You need bombs. You need the military hardware to protect that type of situation. Somebody that I like whose teachings I thought was very profound. I hope I answered your question, Brother Mac. The teachings were Garvey. He said, "Where's the Black Nation? Where's the Black Armies? Where's the Black Navies? You know, where are we at? You know, we have gotten into the mindset" that we're going to pray for somebody to deliver this to us, not understanding that we have the power to deliver it to ourselves. And that's the key to this whole thing. Where are you going to get this power from to set all this stuff up that you're thinking about? Where are you going to get the power from to do what you have to do? Well, quiet as is kept, you already have it. You just haven't been using it. Because you're praying to somebody outside of yourself. Now, let's go back to the teachings of Jesus for a minute. I like the teachings of Jesus. What can I tell you? Because the stuff that was dropped by the people that wrote down what he said. Now, we know Jesus didn't write nothing in the Bible. So we ain't going to get caught up in that one. But when Peter asked him, he said, where's the kingdom of heaven? He said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. The power is within you and always was. You just have to learn how to use it. Do you understand what I'm saying? And until we actually learn how to use this power again, because we used to use it before, look at the global net, the global system that we set up. We didn't just come out of Egypt. We were all over the globe. We had a global system in place. You can go into Peru and Chile and Mexico, wherever you went at, we had a global system working. We had global a commerce going on all over the planet because we had the right mindset. I'm connected to every energy being, every speck of grass, every tree, every animal, every insect. I'm connected to all of this. And as a God, one who can manipulate source energy, I can build whatever I want. The question is, what do you want? Now, Mac, let me run a question at you. I still got your mic open. as an individual, what do you want? What reality? If you can build a reality for your own globally, what would you build? What would you have?
Oh, my. globally, what do I want? I think what I want globally is for the return of the glory that I'm learning that my ancestors enjoyed.
Okay.
I think that I can say that that's what I want globally.
Okay, well, that's a good thought, because your ancestors ruled the world.
Yes.
Ancestors set up your ancestors set the template for what's going on right now all over the planet. You know, they set up the science, the mathematics, the great cultures that they set up. I never use the term that our ancestors set up civilization, because we didn't set up no civilizers. We weren't civilizers. We never set that up. We had great cultures based on love and reciprocity. What I remember in my studies is that we didn't even have a word in our language at one time for stealing. It is something that we just didn't do. We were not. I have a lot of people calling me on my regular phone, and I can't. You have to call into the show if you want to talk, because I'm on the air and I can't actually answer the phone. So, those of you who are who are listening, the call-in number is 646-564-9888. Now, it's I'm going to have to break here for a minute because it's time for me to give some shout-outs again. This is a legacy. This I'm so used to being part of Legacy of a Nation. My Legacy of a Nation show. But this is the Elohim Christ show. And this show is about teaching us how to get back to the mindset that we had when we had what Mac was talking about he would like to see come back. How do we get back to that particular glory? And the mindset that we need is one of love. If we can love each other the way we loved each other back then, and then not take advantage and abuse and misuse each other the way we once were, then we can get back to what we used to have, okay? Now, like again on Saturday, since we got Brother Mac on the air, this is done by Brother Mac. In fact, Brother Mac, why don't you give the shout-out about the Legacy of a Nation show on Saturday? And maybe you can give them a sneak preview as to what you're going to be talking about Saturday when it comes up. Brother Mac, you still there?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Elohim. Legacy of a Nation show comes on every Saturday from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And that's rain, shine, sleet, or snow, without regard to the weather, we come on. And The Legacy of a Nation show covers four main topics, one each week. Those main topics are health, history, politics, and economics. And the purpose of covering those main topics is that Legacy of a Nation feels that in order for a people to live and thrive and grow, they need to know how to keep the members of the entity healthy. They need to know how to gain health and how to keep health. And they need to know their history. The entity needs to know where they came from and where they are, and in some cases where they are going. They need to know the economics. They need to know how to feed, clothe, and maintain the unit, whether that unit be a family, a block, a neighborhood, a city, a county, a state, or even a country, or maybe even greater. But they need to know how to maintain and gain health. They need to know their history. They need to know the political system that keeps the unit together and functioning. And so when Legacy of a Nation comes on for an hour, it is slanted toward a family-type talk where the members can talk with and to each other about the things that matter to them, about the things that matter to them, and they can talk in an unsubdued manner. In other words, they can talk as if they were sitting around a breakfast or a dinner table, and they are allowed to say what is really on their mind, to ask questions of each other, and to give answers to each other without feeling of embarrassment or unease. And so for an hour each week, we are able to come together and talk among ourselves about ourselves. And in being able to do this, I think we gain a perspective as to who we are, how we got to be the way that we are. And if there are things that need to be changed, we might even be able to talk about how and what we need to do to go about bringing the change in our community that we need. And so thank you, Brother Elohim, for allowing me to share this with your listeners. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Also, we have the Radio Omar show. It comes on every morning at 5 o'clock. And he also comes on Wednesday at 8:30. And we have the Will I Am show that comes on Sunday at 4 o'clock. That number is 218-632-0460. The number I gave you the first time, that was his home number. So I don't know if he wanted everybody calling his house. But the radio number is 218-632-0460. His PIN number is the 726-47687 pound. You have to press pound in order to get in. It was Brother Mac saw that earlier. I forgot to put that down there. We also have the Nikki Love Show that comes on a Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And her number is 347-215-8040. She's a spiritual leader. She gets into a lot of spiritual stuff. We also had a Black Cross Nurses, Division 178. That's our 53rd in July for those from Philadelphia. And they're headed by Basima Muhammad, and I will have her number for you next week. And my CD is on the market right now. It's called the 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. We need to talk about where Jesus is coming, how Jesus is coming, and when is he coming. You know, is that really true? That's going to be an interesting conversation because I got some strong rap about that one. So the link is CD Baby /CD/ElohimChrist2. That's the number two. You can go in and check out the record and stuff like that. And the book will be on the market starting next week, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2. Okay? So those are my shout-outs. We only have about, we only had about 5 minutes left. An hour goes by so fast. So hopefully in the future we're gonna upgrade it to about a two-hour show. And I'd really like to thank everybody that's called in. I appreciate you calling in. Let me know that you're interested in what we're talking about. And I think that what we're talking about is so important, because if we're going to unify as a people, if we're going to unify and get back to some of those glory days that Matt was talking about earlier, we're going to need to learn how to love each other. You can be on your own neighborhood, man. Think about how many people in your block that you actually interact with and know. We don't know what's going on up the street. We're all over the world talking about what we're going to do and how we're going to build, but your cousin could be living right down the street from you and you wouldn't even know it. Because we don't interact. We don't have a reason to interact with each other. So once you upgrade your mind into thinking in terms of a global entity, that's what you are. Actually, you're more than global. You're a universal energy entity. But if we can just think globally and know that there's 6 billion people on this planet that we are responsible for, not just our little tribe that we set up. I don't say family, that's something totally different. The family, well, we only got about 3 minutes, a whole nother thing. So maybe we'll talk about the family and the tribe a little bit next week. But once you know that you're responsible for everybody, then you upgrade your thinking, upgrade your awareness, you upgrade what you're trying to do. Because as long as you're just trying to feed your little family, you're going to have a lot of trouble, because it's so easy for others who have power to shut you down. But if you come up with a system, I'm going to feed these 6 billion people. I'm going to shelter, clothe, and provide security for these 6 million people. Now you need those jets. Now you need those tanks. Now you need those the weapons of mass destruction, boy. And you need them as a deterrent, not that you really want to need. I just can't imagine somebody dropping those bombs like they did in World War II. I mean, it's just unimaginable what they did. But you need that kind of deterrent to protect the amount of people that you're dealing with. We don't think in terms of, well, I need a tank. I don't need no tank. I can just get me a little car to get back to work. I'm cool, you know. But that's because you're not thinking like who you are. You are gods of this universe. That's who you are. You are energy that can manipulate source energy. That's what a god is. That's why Jesus said you were the god. That's why it says in the Bible that. Well, we got about 90 seconds left, so I'm just going to end where I began with the fact that we have forgotten how to love. Moreover, we have not learned how to love, and that we have to get more into love. The first person that you have to love, this is what it says in the national anthem that you heard in the first part of the show. Look in that mirror. Fall in love with what you see in that mirror. Understand that there's no one more beautiful, no one more handsomer that looks better than what you see in that mirror. Once you fall in love with that person in the mirror, then you'll be able to love those that are not in the mirror. Love is the act that makes others feel good. This is what we're trying to do, and that act will purify your heart and turn you into a very powerful being. And that's what you want to get back to, that being that you once were. We talk about the ancestors, but some of you actually are the ancestors. You know, I just want to drop certain things. We can talk about some of those things. I'll be talking about some of those things as time goes on. But we only got a few seconds left. So I'm going to leave you with our slogan. Love is and always will be the answer. And thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. And as a friend of mine always say, make this the best year ever. Okay? Peace.
Peace, brother.